Well, my grandmother came from Rothmullen. Her name was Hannah Friel, the actual Hannah of Montana, not this Miley Cyrus who called herself Hannah Montana. As you know, she got into this twerking business, and that's something else altogether.
We'll leave that one.
My grandfather actually came from Tyrone, and his name was Mike McKernan. I grew up on a cattle ranch in Montana. They both immigrated in about 1912. I believe my grandmother actually left what used to be called Queenstown. Thank God it's now called Cove. Just a few months after the Titanic sunk. They arrived in Montana. They became homesteaders, and they raised cattle and sheep and wheat, and now I'm a third-generation Montanan. And about 9 years ago, I was elected governor of Montana.
Tell us about that. Why did you decide personally to get involved in politics?
You know, I'm a businessman and I'm a scientist. I have an advanced degree in soil science, and so right out of graduate school, I actually went to the Middle East, and I developed very large projects. In fact, one of the projects I developed in Saudi Arabia was the world's largest dairy farm. For those of you who milk cows, you'll appreciate this. 25,000 head of cattle on a single farm.
Certainly wouldn't be and by hand.
Yeah, and we processed all the milk and laban and cheeses, etc. Then back to Montana and owned ranches across Montana. Montana is a state in the northwest. It's on the limit with Canada, just south of Alberta, north of Colorado and Wyoming.
Did you feel that there was a voice that, you know, that maybe the agricultural community, their voice wasn't being heard? Were there issues that you thought, you know what, I think I need to get involved to try and address this?
I'm probably just like all the people across Ireland right now. You read the news, you see what these politicians are doing, and you're sitting in your living room, and you turn to your spouse and you say, "Those idiots, hell, I ought to run for office." And I said that enough times that my wife said, "Really? Really, you keep saying that. Why don't you do it?" And so I became the first governor elected in the history of Montana, having never served any other office. I came directly from the private sector, elected to be the top executive.
And